Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, January 13th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Doug Rohrabaugh, Director of the Commerce, Chamber of Commerce. Birthdays, Horatio Alger, who wrote stories of boys who made good, born on this day in 1832. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is 53 today. She talks with Time Magazine about Seinfeld.
Can you actually dance?
Yeah.
Much better than Elaine.
Correct. And it's problematic when I go to any event that has dancing. When I go to a wedding or something, I'm hugely self-conscious because I know that people are watching me.
And do you sometimes break it out for a special occasion?
I've never broken it out.
Never?
Never.
Patrick Dempsey is 48. On this day in history, in 1962, edgy television comedian Ernie Kovacs is killed in an L.A. car crash. As early as the late 1950s, Kovacs was satirizing concern over sex and violence on TV.
There's a general disturbance today over the impression that there's too much sex and violence in the movies and on television. Actually, it isn't so much that there's an excess of sex and violence in these various media. It's really that there isn't quite enough. Now, if there were more, we wouldn't notice it so much. Now, let's take, for instance, the weather forecasts.
Hi, weather lovers. About that sunshine today, hmm? Crazy.
Well, let's see Pete Delkas do that, huh? Second thought, let's not. Number one on the charts for 14 weeks in 1993, Whitney Houston with a song written by Dolly Parton, I'll Always Love You.
And I will always love you. I will always love you. I will always love you.
On the KETR events calendar, on Friday, February 7th, City of Commerce will sponsor a bus trip to the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. The bus fare is $20, and admission to the stock show is $5 for seniors and $10 for others. The pickup location is the Commerce Farmers Market. The deadline to sign up is January 24th. For more information, call 903-886-1125. 903-886-1125. Or see events at KETR.org. A bus trip to the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo, Friday, February 7th. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Doug Rohrabaugh, the director of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, our thought for the day, don't worry about the world coming to an end today. It's already tomorrow in Australia. Thank you, Charles Schultz, the creator of Peanuts. That makes me feel a lot better, Doug. I don't know about you, but...
Fantastic. Tomorrow's going to be here.
takes a load off my mind.
Yes.
Well, Doug, the annual Chamber of Commerce banquet coming up, it's still a ways off, but we see it on the horizon out there.
Absolutely on the horizon. We booked the ballrooms at the Sam Rayburn Student Center again. This year, the banquet will take place on Thursday, March 13th.
Mm-hmm. And you will start, obviously, selling tickets to that before long, although I guess it's a bit premature yet. But I think one of the big things at that banquet every year is that we name the Citizen of the Year. So tell me a little bit about that honor.
Yeah, that's a great honor here in Commerce. You know, we take applications for that. We'll have the applications forms online this week. So you can go on there and nominate someone who's really gone out of their way to help Commerce in a big way. Preferably somebody who lives here, but we've had people who've lived elsewhere and still won the award. I believe it was our high school principal, Verdi.
Montgomery.
Montgomery, yes, mm-hmm. Yes. He was a previous winner. Last year we had Dixie Terman from State Farm, a loyal chamber member, and does great things for the community through Commerce Leadership Institute.
Yeah. Who were some others recently that have won that award?
Some others recently, we had Miss Jelena Jones, Dr. Jones's wife, does a lot for our community. She was the winner just before Dixie. Wyman Williams has been a winner. just tons of people here.
Yeah, it goes back a long way, but those are some pretty major names, well-known names, and heavy hitters in commerce. But the folks that are involved in just about everything without whom we could not make the thing go.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. These people just do tremendous works for commerce. Yeah. So if you know somebody who's volunteered their time to help out the community, you know, think about nominating them and taking a minute to fill out that form.
So that form, you say, is on the Chamber of Commerce website?
It will be on the Chamber of Commerce website this week, absolutely.
And I suppose there's an essay or there's a short narrative that someone would write?
Yeah, kind of describing the works that they've done throughout 2013. So their works would have to be done from January 2013 through December 31st.
I see. Do you know when a deadline might be for that?
The deadline, I believe, is in February. I don't have the exact date.
Yeah, but we have plenty of time. Plenty of time to get that done. And so go to the Chamber of Commerce website and look at that and start thinking definitely about who you might nominate for that honor. We're talking with Commerce Chamber of Commerce Director Doug Rohrbaugh. Now, you have some new officers that are coming onto the Chamber Board?
Yes, we got some new officers. Let's see, we held our officer elections in November, and Nikki Grobe, independent business owner of ACN, is our new president for 2014. Let's see, Shelley Girard from Latson's will be our new treasurer, and secretary will be Mike Odom. He's I believe he's a professor here doing some work again here in the art department at Texas A&M University Commerce. He's also a very important member of our community, chairing up different organizations in town, including the Commerce Public Library.
Yeah. These officers, I guess, are just really busy, and you're in charge of the day-to-day operation, but obviously you can't do it by yourself, and these folks kind of point you in the direction they want you to go.
Absolutely. This is their organization. I'm here to run the day-to-day business, but it's their organization to give that goal and vision of where we're moving forward to. I also have to mention our executive vice president's returning for a second term. That's Lisa Martinez, an employee here at Texas A&M University Commerce.
Whose office is right down the hall here, right, as a matter of fact, yeah. Now, there's a plan for maybe a series of breakfast meetings involving chamber members coming up?
Yeah, we're hoping to add a few more events for our chamber members, especially networking events and information events. And one of the requests we'd had is for these corporate breakfasts where we might have a presentation, and our businesses and chamber members can come on in, have a nice breakfast, and find out some information either about our town or about things that can help them with their business.
Mm-hmm. Well, a sad note, you tell me that you're going to be leaving your position and leaving town here toward the end of the semester at the university, but sometime in May.
Yes. I'm finishing up my master's degree here in political science, and I have two small children. We went back to Detroit for a visit during Christmas, and my wife and I were just, you know, talking, and we think it's time to go home and be with family again. We love it here in Commerce, and we hate to leave. We wish we could take everybody with us, but it's definitely important to us to get back to family and that our children grow up with their grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins. And good things happen in Detroit. You know, we hear a lot of the bad stories on television, but you know, there's great things too.
Lots of room for opportunity.
Absolutely.
Right, lots of opportunity. Well, we'll talk to you a time or two at least between now and then, so you're not gone yet.
No.
And Doug, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
And thank you for having me.
Doug Rohrbaugh, the director of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.